Earlier this week, the Port Huron City Planning Commission voted 4-3, by the way, was the vote to approve a sober home, a recovery home. And this was there was a lot of discussion at the meeting. One of the folks that got up and talked about it and said he had actually received a lot of signatures on a petition to prevent it. Mike Bodice, who is the president of the Port Huron Landlords Association, he's online with us right now. Mike, good morning. Can you hear me, Mike? I thought we had Mike here. You do this. Mike, can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay. Good. I'm doing good. I had the wrong button on there. Must be Friday. So, you actually took out a petition, went and had people sign it in opposition to this recovery home. How come?
Well, here's what happened. You know, first of all, I'm not talking as a representative for the Landlord Association.
Fair enough.
Okay? I'm talking as a resident of the city of Port Huron. What this was, Paul, to me, I felt it was, anyhow, it was a pretty simple proposal for, you know, a special use permit to basically put a boarding house in a residential area that somehow it turned into a whether or not we are violating a certain class of people's rights of where to live. Actually, the meeting Tuesday, I wasn't sure what kind of meeting I was at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A letter was sent out to folks living within 300 feet of the proposed sober house. I was about 25 feet away from that, so I did not receive one. But I did get a lot of people contacted me about it. Okay, and it was from the Planning Commission. It, basically, what they wanted was the input from the owners and the taxpayers in that area.
And again, what were the grounds of your opposition to the home to the permit for the home?
What it wasn't necessarily me, but as a neighborhood in whole, okay, basically did not conform to the current zoning use. That's why they were asking for a special permit use. We feel it's a commercial enterprise in a residential neighborhood. It's a boarding house. You know, mm-hmm. It's a boarding house. It's going to house six people. It has one or two baths. You know, they can call it what they want. It's two houses down from a licensed daycare center. And most important, it would negatively affect the property values of the surrounding properties. And, Paul, I want to make it clear.
Yep.
That when I went around with this petition, you know, 100% of the people signed it that I talked to. There was only a handful of people I didn't talk to. I went over on Saturday to Sunday as I was walking around the neighborhood. 100% of the people were against it, not against the people, not against the recovering addicts, but against that kind of that house in the neighborhood. It's an R1. It's a residential neighborhood. If this was a R neighborhood, which most of the Planning Commission and City Council, I'm sure, lives, it's not allowed in that neighborhood, in their neighborhoods at all, period.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, and you would never see one in our zone area. So I guess that's kind of where we're coming from.
So
that makes any sense.
It absolutely makes sense. I think that the conundrum is, Mike, where are we going to put these houses? And I think everybody agrees, to at least to a certain extent, that these houses are filling a need in our community. But where do we put them?
That was, you know, perfect, because I was talking to a city official the other day, and that's the same question he asked. You must have talked to him, too. But anyhow, he asked me the same question. Well, where should these folks live? You know, and I got down, the answer should be wherever the zoning would allow them,
yeah.
Okay? And this zoning is not for that purpose. But like I said before, if, you know, there's a gentleman that spoke. He lived out in Galbraith Lane, out in Worth Township, and he was going on that these people need a place to live, this and that. I agree. It's excellent. He should build a house out there in Galbraith Lane Road, and put them there next to him. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So a lot of people have great ideas, but this is one of those cases where, hey, we should have these sober homes, but not in my backyard.
Exactly, and that's the difficult thing. I mean, and I mean this in all seriousness. Where would you propose and are there zoned neighborhoods that exist that could house a home like this? In
I'll tell you, a great spot would be is Lincoln Avenue. They've got a ton of Victorian homes there. They're right across from the hospital, all the doctor's offices. They're right within the medical facilities. That would be a wonderful place to put sober homes. Don't you agree?
I mean, it makes sense, but those homes are pretty expensive, aren't they?
Well, no, not necessarily. That's in the middle of the town, okay? Okay, talk about expense, Paul. One lady I talked to, she just bought a house there. It's about three houses down, right across the street. She paid $85,000 last week for it.
Mm-hmm.
She did not know that sober house was going in there. She's a single mother with a 9-year-old child. She told me specifically, right to my face, that if she would have known there was a sober house going across the street there, she would have never bought that house. okay, period. So I guess the disappointing part, it doesn't matter whether you're for or against, the part is that the Planning Commission sent out a letter, asked the people for their opinions, they voiced it. Okay, mm-hmm. The whole neighborhood voiced. I'm serious. I say 100%. Okay, maybe 90% of the people, because I didn't. There's a few people I didn't talk to. What the Planning Commission did not do, other than three people, okay, they did not listen to the voice of the people. So my recommendation would be to the Planning Commission, the Planning Director, and the City Council, don't bother sending out any more of these special request letters, because they don't care what the people think.
There was a lot of conversation. I mean, this conversation went on for about an hour on Tuesday night, if I understand right.
It sure did. And a lot of people were from out of town. Okay, like I said, they weren't taxpayers. They weren't residents, okay, in the town. So, you know, it's one of those issues. Again, like I said, hey, it's great to have one, but not in my backyard. And it got into more of a moral issue. You know, one gentleman got up and said, we're going back to the 1955s. Hey, I have several homes. I'm sure... And some of my renters are recovering addicts. I don't ask them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're getting off track again.
Right.
The whole bottom line was it was a permit for special use in a single and two family area in an R1 zone. It's very simple. Okay. It was what it was. Okay. That's all that was asked. The people did not want it, but yet the commission felt that they knew better than what the neighborhood felt. And I'm talking to everybody from homeowners to landlords did not want that home there. But so to me, it was a waste of time. I wasted two of my nights, okay, or several hours walking around with a petition. There's no sense in doing it. Don't send me any more letters, because, you know, it doesn't matter what I say or what the rest of the people say either. It does not matter what citizens say.
I certainly understand what you're saying. And I guess, you know, you're right. Emotion comes into play a lot. It becomes a moral issue. It becomes an emotional issue. And really, it should have been a simple zoning issue.
It's real simple. Yeah, that's what it does. They made it. It was ridiculous, Paul. You weren't there, I don't think.
But, I was not.
I didn't know what kind of meeting I was at. All of a sudden, it turned into a social meeting. Okay, yeah. That's not what it was there for. It was pretty simple. In fact, I was told at the previous meeting, I said, now, if I bring back a petition opposing this, it is pretty well clear, cut, and dry. It was pretty well, at that time, you know, I mean, I was pretty confident, so was everybody else, that, okay, not a problem. You know, we'll just move on from here. But, you know, everybody was really surprised, I guess, that... that it passed. Okay. Yeah. And I guess what that's done now is open up the door for more homes to come in the area. But again, it won't be in an R zone. I want to emphasize that. Just like, I'm now going to talk from my landlord view. Just like there won't be any new rentals in an R zone area. Okay.
Yeah.
That class of people are protected from those kind of homes. Okay. They don't have to worry about those kind of homes coming in their neighborhood. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the precedent has been set. You're right. We're going to talk more about this next week, Mike. I appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time. As soon as I found out about this yesterday, I said I got to call Mike and see what his take is on this. We appreciate it a lot.
No problem, Paul.
All right, you take care.
Have a great weekend.
All right,
stay
you
warm.
Too.
Okay,
yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.